This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and there's no possible chance I'm going to get to everything I want to get to this hour. Don't shake your head, Chris. It's not my fault. The news is coming at me fast, and as a journalist, I have to explain exactly what's going on. I'm kidding. Of course, I'm not a journalist, but there's a lot. So I'm going to deal with the auto pen thing. We'll touch on the Democrats being in disarray. I haven't even gotten to the Putin-Ukraine stuff. The JFK file thing, I haven't touched that yet either. That came a couple hours to now. I have emails. I have one more story I have to get off my chest. I'm just never going to get to all of it. So as promised, let's talk about what Trump said today, because I have to be Daddy Jesse again. And I'm sorry. This is my least favorite Jesse. Right. I want to be happy, Jesse. Foodie Jesse. White trash Jesse. History Jesse. Daddy Jesse is my least favorite Jesse, and it's your least favorite Jesse. But the problem is America doesn't have enough fathers. And a lot of the ones we do have are pretty worthless. And so as a result of that, the country is overly emotional. They're prone to get whipped up into a frenzy because we are dadless, fatherless. And what you need is a father like I had that will come in and ruin all of your fun in order to get you back where you need to be and focused. You can be caught up in all. Remember that story I told you about my dad when I'd saved up all that money and I was going to buy this 1956 Cadillac, and I was so excited. And my dad stepped in and said, no, you're not. It cost too much to fix it. You can't even put gas in it. No, that's stupid. You're stupid. That's what I have to do from time to time. This is my job now. We all woke up today, and we saw what Donald Trump said. I guess I'll just go ahead and read just a little bit. I'm not going to do the whole thing. You already know it. The headline is, Trump declares Biden auto pen pardons void. The pardons that Sleepy Joe Biden gave the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs and many others are hereby declared void and vacant and no further effect. So it's Fauci and the January 6th committee and all that. They don't have pardons because Joe Biden used auto pen. And all day long, I'm sure you've heard people. Maybe you've seen it on TV. Maybe you read it on social media. Oh, my gosh, yes. Fauci's going to prison. Woo. Oh, yeah. No more pardons. Liz Cheney's going down. So now you get Daddy Jesse. Fauci's not going to prison, much as he deserves it. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Adam Schiff, they're not going to prison. And to take it a step further, the pardons themselves they really weren't issued by Joe Biden. Donald Trump cannot void them. It's not going to happen. If he even attempts to actually legally do that, undoubtedly the courts would step in and stop it. Because Joe Biden, well, the communists surround him, handing out all those pardons. Yes, it was an evil act. Yes, we should change what presidents are allowed to do with pardons, but all that stuff, evil and horrible as it was perfectly legal. And this is where you're going to write me an email. And just pause before you hit send. Let me clarify. I know that Joe Biden was not a functional adult. I am well aware of that. I'm well aware that these pardons probably actually aren't legitimate because it probably wasn't Joe Biden that signed. I know that. But that's not going to happen. He's not just going to eliminate the pardons. It's not going to happen. However, that doesn't mean what he did today was stupid or worthless or without any point whatsoever. If you think what he did today is going to end up with Fauci in prison, then you're sorely mistaken. But it does do other things. For one, it may very well force the courts into doing something that we would like. I don't know how they're going to work this out, but it may very well force the courts to look into just how much stuff was Joe Biden actually aware of, and if he was not a functional adult, how many executive orders are legitimate? Just because the pardons are going to hold up, that doesn't mean every executive order is going to hold up. Maybe if the courts choose to dig into this and this becomes a thing, maybe we will get some of Joe Biden's disastrous presidency eliminated. I wouldn't bank on that, but at least there's a chance of it. But that, in the end, combined with the fact it probably makes the Liz Cheneys a little nervous, it makes Fauci a little nervous, that is really all you're going to get out of this. I'm sorry, but I just had to step in and say the president can't just revoke pardons by tweet or social media posts. He can't just decide on it. Joe Biden or Joe Biden's Maoist handlers handed out those pardons, and those pardons, as painful as it is, are completely valid. So let's just stick with that. Now let's move on to the other thing. I didn't even want to address it early on in the show, the JFK files. Trump came out. Chris, you have that little soundbite. Trump came out talking about the JFK files, and he said this.
We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this, and I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people, put together by Tulsi Gabbard, and that's going to be released tomorrow.
Okay. We're just going to get all this stuff over with because you don't like Daddy Jesse, and neither do I. You're going to be disappointed. As we've discussed once before on the show, powerful people. I'll take this back. If you, like me, believe that powerful entities killed the President of the United States of America, President John F. Kennedy, I don't know what entity you believe did it. Maybe you believe it was the Soviet Union or the CIA or the mob or the FBI or some combination of that or any other entity. Chris, Israel, I don't even actually know. Is that a conspiracy theory? Probably. Maybe you used your space lasers, Chris. Anyway, whatever powerful entity you believe killed the President of the United States of America, if you believe that, do you genuinely believe that back in the 1960s, they organized the assassination of the President of the United States of America and then left evidence of their complicity sitting around for 70 years? Look, we'll call it CIA, right? Because that's what I believe. I think it was a CIA mob operation. I don't know that, but that's what I believe. If you believe the Central Intelligence Agency killed the President of the United States of America because he was going to break up the Central Intelligence Agency, you believe they're powerful enough to organize taking out the most powerful man on the planet, and then they were just going to leave the files sitting around? Oh, and do keep in mind, this is before the age of really where everything was digitized, computerized. I realize it was the 60s, and I know computers were around, but not anything like we had now. So these would have all been paper records, paper files. You think they were just going to leave that file in the drawer for 70 years? Come on. What isn't redacted, and I know Trump said that's not going to be redacted, I get all that, but what isn't redacted is not going to tell you anything you don't already know or suspect. I am glad he's doing it, and props to Donald Trump for doing it, because we need, look, everything needs exposure. Everything needs sunlight. The federal government hiding things from us for so long has violated the trust of the American people to the point they don't trust their government anymore. So I'm glad he's doing it. It's a good thing. I'm not trying to Debbie down what he's doing. What I'm trying to say is don't think that tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and open up the newspaper and you're going to read about the director of the CIA pulled the trigger himself. It's not going to happen. What, Chris? Chris said, am I willing to bet a mustache on it? Buddy, that's not worth the trouble that I had last time at home. Afterwards, Ob did not appreciate the mustache the way I did, and which is amazing because I think I look a lot like Tom Selleck with a mustache. Maybe without quite as much hair, but me, Tom Selleck, pretty much the same guy. I wonder if Tom Selleck takes Relief Factor. I bet he does. Because I still see him on TV. He's moving around pretty good. That's not a guy in pain, right? Then again, it could just be the mustache still giving him strength. I don't know, but I would be willing to bet that he's a Relief Factor guy. Listen, Relief Factor will take the pain out of your life, or at least reduce it a lot. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, which you know that's why I love it. Developed by doctors, but it's drug-free. It's a daily supplement. Your body is trying to fight the inflammation that's making your knee hurt, your neck hurt, your back hurt, your hand hurt. Your body just needs a little boost. Relief Factor's there. The longer you take it, the better it works. Try it for 3 weeks. See how you feel. $19.95. That's what 3 weeks cost. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. A couple emails next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. So happy to be here. And we'll get to the looting of the Treasury here in a few, the Democrat Party in disarray, and so much more. But I have to say something that just happened during the break. So I have to explain first what Chris, I can provide an explanation. I have to explain first why I was doing what I was doing during the break. What I was doing during the break, I was making myself a little cup of tea, okay? Shut up, Chris. I'm not a tea man. I'm a coffee man, all right? I do a TV show too, so I talk for 4 hours a day, 3 hours of radio, an hour of TV. I'm not complaining. Obviously, it's not even a job. But after 4 hours of talking, sometimes the vocal cords, they need a little cup of tea. And so Chris bought this. You bought it, Chris. I don't know what you're making faces for. Chris bought this tea called... Oh, gosh. He bought this TV that's called Throat Coat. And... The tea is for people who do what I do and singers and things like that. So I warmed up a little cup of tea during, shut up, Chris, during the break. We have had in our kitchen here in the studio, I would guess for 3 years, at least 2 years, the largest container of honey you have ever seen in your life. Do you know what a normal container of honey looks like? You get it. You've seen honey in the grocery store, right? How much did you say that container was that you bought, Chris? Yeah. Jewish producer Chris, I kid you not, to save money, is what it is, bought a 5-pound jug of honey. Now, we don't use much honey here. On occasion, I'll have a little cup of tea for my voice. What, Chris? What? Chris said in his defense, he was going to make mead with it. Yeah, we'll see that mead the same time we see the mustard, Chris. Okay. So virtually the entire 10-gallon jug of honey has been in the kitchen forever. It is now, because this is 2 or 3 years old, a solid block. It's no longer honey. Nothing came out when I turned it upside down. You can't even, you can't penetrate it with the knife. It's a solid block of honey. So I did what normal people would do. I turned around and I took this 3-ton jug of honey and I threw it in the trash can. Okay, I threw it in the recycling, but I can't tell the difference sometimes. I turned and threw it in one of the receptacles. I figured maybe the hippies would want some honey or wherever the recycling goes. Jewish producer Chris, of course, has to go in there, move it into the regular garbage can, and then comes back to complain that I threw away the honey he purchased 2 or 3 years ago. What, Chris? Honey does go bad. Yes, it does. It just went bad. It's sugar. It's sugar. Of course it freaking goes bad, Chris. Everything goes. If it doesn't go bad, buddy, you shouldn't be eating it. Do you realize that? If it doesn't go bad, have you ever seen one of those internet things where someone will they'll buy a quarter pounder with cheese from McDonald's and they'll leave it on display for like 10 years and you come back and it looks exactly the same because of all the horrible stuff in it? And the whole point in that is you shouldn't be eating it. If it's still good after 2 or 3 years, Chris, you shouldn't be eating any. What is wrong with you? And I'll buy you an extra thing of honey, okay? I'll buy you an extra thing of honey to make up for the crippling financial loss that you didn't get a proper interest rate or something on the 5-gallon thing of honey that I just threw away. I just want everyone to understand that this is what I deal with. Jesse, upon saying goodbye to a guest, would you mind including his or her first and last name? Yes, it's lazy to not skip back and hear it, but Jennifer Gallardi, good speaking to you, would help me find and follow them. No, I'm not going to do that. I respect your request, but I am a rude hanger-upper, and I got that from my old man. Remember, I used to tell you all the time, when my dad was done talking to you, he would just kind of hang up. That was it. Like, and when he and it's not like this was just a phone thing. If you, I've watched him do this. If you stopped my dad in the grocery store just to talk to him, hey Don, whatever, whenever he's done with the conversation, if you take it too long, he'll just turn and walk away. You could be mid-sentence and that was it. All right, I'll see you. He's just gonna turn and walk away. Doesn't matter what you're in the middle of. I inherited that, so no. And plus, remember my rules. This is a rule that was done by a guest who I won't name, who was selling a book, which I have no problem with my friends. If they write a good book and I like it, I'll let them come on and try to sell the book. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But we actually went back and timed it. I said goodbye to him, and he proceeded to give a 7-minute sign-off selling his book like the scummiest used car salesman in the world. And as soon as we hung up, the rule was put into place that the sign-offs are quick, and I have the last word. When I say thank you, when I say goodbye, they might slip in a bye or a word before Chris can hang up the phone, but that is it. So no, I'm not going to give out full names anymore at all. Go download the podcast on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, have you looked at what's happening in the Middle East right now? Remember we talked about the Houthis earlier? Rumor has it, multiple aircraft carriers are heading that way, and Donald Trump is threatening Iran with military strikes. Now, what does all this have to do with anything? You know what that stuff does to markets? You know what it does to markets. Did you see gold just hit the record? 3,000? Gold, silver lasts forever. Is there a single other thing you can name, a single other thing you can put your money in that lasts forever? Land, real estate, precious metals. That's what it is. Let Gold Co. get some into your retirement. Let them get some into your physical possession. You don't have to go crazy. Get whatever you can do. No, Chris, honey doesn't last forever. No, it does not. No, sorry. Sorry. You made a bad investment. Call Gold Co., Chris. Gold Co. JesseLikesGold.com. Get it in your retirement. 855-817-GOLD. Let Gold Co. care for you. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I got this email today. Jesse, both Chuck Schumer and the Democrats went down on the Ides of went down on the eve of the Ides of March. Ides of March is when Julius Caesar was assassinated, in case you're wondering what this guy was talking about. Now, here's what's happening right now. Remember, Democrats are unpopular, extremely unpopular. New poll came out. They are actually record-breakingly unpopular.
Americans' favorable views of the Democratic Party's brand are at a record low, just 29%. That's compared to 36% for Republicans. It is the lowest ever recorded for Democrats in CNN polling going back more than 30 years.
That's bad. When you juxtapose that with the popularity of Trump, it's really bad for Democrats.
First of all, the mood of the country, this really jumped out. We ask folks, is it on the right direction or the wrong direction? That 44% you say right direction, that's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012. The last time it actually hit 44 or higher, January of 2004. So a lot of this is Republicans, but independents, that number is also up since the election on the direction of the country.
Direction of the country, highest approval of that in two decades. That is disastrous for a political party. The Democrat Party is in disarray. And we've discussed this many times on the show, but we have yet another example of it. They are in dire, dire straits, because the older, more sane, I know you hate them, but the more sane, older Democrats who understand what a winning Democrat coalition looks like, who understands how to win elections, not make themselves look insane, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the Chuck Schumer's, these types, the older, saner ones are getting old and weak. They're getting crowded out and pushed around. And the party is being handed to morons like Jasmine Crockett, who can't keep her fat face off the television set.
That's 4 years from now. If you were asking me at least in 2 years, then I would have an absolute answer. But I can tell you that there are a lot of people that are watching his leadership in this moment. This is the moment. We don't even know what elections will look like in 4 years, if we will have elections. And so I definitely think that...
That's Jasmine Crockett being asked about Chuck Schumer. What was Chuck Schumer's mortal sin? Chuck Schumer decided to get a few Democrats to sign on to the continuing resolution that just passed instead of shutting down the government. Democrats wanted Chuck Schumer to shut down the government. Why didn't he do it? Well, it's Chuck Schumer. He's a scumbag. He doesn't care about the country. What he cares about is the party in winning elections. Chuck Schumer will do anything to protect the party and to win elections. Chuck Schumer correctly assumed that Democrats would look even worse than they normally do if they were the ones held responsible for shutting down the country. So he whipped up enough votes and got the CR pushed through. Because of this mortal sin, Chuck Schumer, the most powerful Democrat in the Senate, has had to cancel his upcoming book tour.
But the backlash from the left is real. In fact, Wolf, Chuck Schumer is scheduled to do a book tour in a number of cities on a book that he has authored on anti-Semitism. He has just canceled that book tour, we are learning, because of protests that were scheduled from activist groups who wanted to go after his decision to agree and allow the government funding bill to go forward to avoid a government shutdown. They were furious at his decision to do that. It just shows you the anger on the left and the Democratic Party. Can they get it back together at this key?
Chuck Schumer had to cancel his book tour because the savages on the left were getting ready to protest the Democrat senator's book tour. Now, that all is amazing in and of itself. But maybe the best part of this whole thing is how these people continue, because they're communists, to lie to themselves. You see, communists lie about everything all the time. That, remember, that's not, you think that it bothers you if someone were to call you a liar, even if you are one, because you don't want to be thought of in that way, because it's a negative. But for the communist, telling the truth is the negative. He knows what he's selling is not something people want. And so you were taught early on in Democrat politics, you're taught early on, you lie about everything at all times. When you're asked about abortion, you call it women's reproductive rights, right? You lie about everything at all times because the truth of what you want, of what you like, is horrific. And so they view all their problems as simply a lying problem, not as in we shouldn't keep lying. They view their problems as in, wow, we're unpopular. We must need better lives.
So here's the problem. Democrats actually have to do politics now, and that is where we are. But I do think they have much more popular policy. These things that Trump wants to do are very unpopular. The tariffs are unpopular. All of this is unpopular. So if they can't make this, you know, if they can't message on this, I don't know what to tell them.
If they can't message on this. Democrats are insanely unpopular, but for these people, they only view it as a messaging problem. This isn't a one-off. Remember, Biden used to say this stuff all the time. And before Biden, Obama used to say this stuff all the time. I don't know if you still remember that stuff. Whenever they're asked, whenever something's unpopular and they're asked about it, they were always saying, well, maybe if you'd report on it better, or, well, people just don't understand. What we just have to work on our messaging. The problem is never the disastrous evil things they push. The problem is, well, I guess you're not carrying my lies far enough. My lies need to be better. Biden was always doing this stuff.
Why do you think your polling is where it is?
Well, I don't think people, by the way, every major one who won re-election, their polling numbers were minor now.
Put polling aside then, right? Sentiment in this country, despite all these wins, is not very good.
I think all they've heard is negative news for 3 years. Everything is negative. And I'm not being critical.
Well, yeah, of course they're unhappy. You've been reporting on it. If you just wouldn't report on it. Listen to Chris Matthews. Listen to Chris Matthews, that longtime Democrat pundit. Remember he had that stupid show, Hardball? Listen to him describe the failure of Democrats at that State of the Union the other night.
They never questioned the facts. They let the president lie about Social Security and say that we're giving benefits to people who are 160 years old or to their grandchildren. We allowed Elon Musk to go on television and tell everybody that we're using Social Security as a lure to bring people into the country illegally. Mm-hmm. That we're giving them benefits, which we're not. We're giving.
We are. Everyone knows that. Anybody with a brain knows that. But again, they have to lie about everything at all times.
To illegal people in the country who came in illegally, we give it to them. Lie after lie after lie, and said nothing. I'll tell you, Carville, James Carville, who said the Democrats should stay silent, may be partially right, but where he's wrong is you have to have a fact checker. And nobody checks the facts anymore. And the lies are getting through to the American people.
They are.
Notice what he said at the end, the lies are getting through. What he actually means is the truth is getting through forever. They controlled everything. There were only a few places to get the news. They controlled them all. And so they could control everything at all times. Now that control is coming apart, they are coming apart. Because communism cannot exist without the foundation of lies remaining solid. It's wild to watch. Well, look, there's a couple things at play here. There's all that. And there's the fact that so many Americans are taking male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks that their brains are working better. You know, if you were to say the sky is green, even 5-6 years ago, a lot of Americans would actually believe the sky is green. But since then, the anti-communists at Chalk have been getting these natural herbal supplements into people's bodies, and their minds are working better. When you have a country full of dudes who have a 20% increase in their testosterone in 90 days because they're taking male vitality stacks from Chalk, you can't lie to a guy like that. His mind works too well. Same thing for the ladies with female vitality stacks. The truth is, it's not just the emergence of new alternate forms of media. It's Chalk responsible for all this. Do you want to be involved in that? You want your mind to work better? You want your energy to be better? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a massive discount on subscriptions. Go wade into Chalk. Be smart enough to see through the lies. One more segment. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And we're going to be back tomorrow, and I don't even know what's going to have happened between now and tomorrow, between the carrier groups heading over to the Middle East and the JFK files and everything else. It's going to be wild. So I guess I should probably touch on a couple things here. One, Trump and Putin, they're going to speak probably tomorrow. This is about the ceasefire thing. That's something to cross your fingers for. Anybody who's not a freaking monster wants that war to end, wants people to stop dying. Let's hope that goes well. Also, I couldn't help but laugh. Macron, that would be France's big cheese, downplays Ukraine peacekeeping force. No massive soldiers needed. Remember how fast, when Trump kicked Zelensky out of the White House, all these European leaders came out and said, "We're with you. We're staying with you." And then that lasted about 24 hours, and now they're all, "Well, I mean, we're not going to send troops or anything like that." When we said we stand with you, we were more talking about just kind of verbal support, if you will. We weren't actually going to be there, so that'll be something interesting. Remember what we talked about, though, just something to keep in the back of your mind. Putin is incentivized. He wants it to stop. Because he has the territory, he's holding the territory he wanted. But he also is going to have the pot sweetened now, unless Trump can pull off a miracle, because he has a big chunk of Ukrainian troops surrounded or almost surrounded. I don't know. I keep getting weird reports on the ground, but they're in trouble. I know that much. There's a huge chunk of Ukrainian troops who pushed into Russia. They're being cut off. That's a huge bargain chip in Putin's favor. So the deal is probably going to have to favor him more than you would like it to, more than I would like it to, because he holds the lives of all these troops in his hands now. When you get your people cut off behind enemy lines, that's not good. Now, remember that guy? There's this guy, I'm trying to think where I heard him. I think it was on the radio, and he talks a lot about how they're looting the treasury of the country. What, Chris? What? He talks about how these people are like a bunch of bank robbers, how we have a criminal government that exists only to loot the treasury, to pillage the American treasury for their own good. Remember that guy? I think his name starts with a J. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Elon Musk sat down with Ted Cruz and started just elaborating a little bit on some of the things he's seen as he's gone through the government books. This is what he said.
One of the biggest scam fraud holes we've uncovered, which is really crazy, is the government can give money to a so-called nonprofit with very few controls. And then that there's no auditing subsequently of that nonprofit. So there's no. So this is where, with the, you know, $1.9 billion to Stacey Abrams, who's they then give themselves extremely lavish, like insane salaries, expense everything to the nonprofit. You know, buy jets and homes and all sorts of things.
Live like kings and queens.
Yes.
On the taxpayer dime.
Correct.
You mentioned,
and this is happening at scale. It's not just one.
Live like kings and queens. Where have I heard, Chris? Will you refresh my memory? What? Don't shake your head. Where have I heard that before? Hey, Corey, Chris doesn't seem to want to talk. Who's the guy on the radio who's been saying that same thing for years, and now we're finding out it was all true? Who's Chris? That's not very nice. That's not very nice. No, you know exactly who it was. Chris is naming other people. Oh, by the way, along these lines, this is from Free Beacon. Illinois restricts government contracts to DEI supporters, propping up a divisive industry. You see, this isn't just a federal thing. Especially if you live in a blue state, communists believe in doing two things with government power: rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. They are stealing your tax money and they're handing it out to friends and, honestly, let's be frank, family members, so a bunch of it'll float back to them. To be a Democrat in the year 2025 means you have found new and creative ways to bloodsuck money out of the taxpayer's wallet, and it somehow ends up in your bank account. How many times have I told you we have a criminal government, and that's why government people going to prison is the most important mission of the Trump presidency? It's more important than the border or Yemen or inflation or anything else, because only government people going to prison gives us a chance of them stopping this madness. If none of these people go to prison for the crimes they've committed, then we're going to end up right back here in just a couple years. Also, this Scott Bessent guy of Trump's is impressing me.
Not at all. I've been in the investment business for 35 years, and I can tell you that corrections are healthy. They're normal. What's not healthy is straight up that you get these euphoric markets. That's how you get a financial crisis. It would have been much healthier if someone had put the brakes on in 06, 07. We wouldn't have had the problems in 08. So I'm not worried about the market.
Okay. I tell you, I went to Little Havana. I was for my business thing, when I was just popping in and out on Saturday, I had to go down to Miami. And you know how much I love Cubans. I'm very frank about I don't like all cultures. I just don't. I don't like all peoples. I don't. I think some cultures are garbage. And I tell you about the ones I love a lot. Well, I tell you about the ones I hate too. I love Cubans. I've always loved Cubans. I love the people. I love the music. I love the food. I just love it. And so I went strolling through Little Havana, and I love Little Havana. I just love, I love those people. And I rolled into this barber shop, all Cubans, all Cuban barbers, all Cuban customers. I was the only white guy. And, well, I take that back. Cubans can be very light skinned. I was the only gringo in the entire place. My wife thought I was a crazy person. I had the time of my life. What, Chris? Well, that's exactly right, Chris. I habla a lot. You know, what's funny is I was working the best I could with what I had, and it was all I needed. And he was asking, you know, which guard do I use on your head? And I could tell that's what he was asking. And I was like, uno, por favor. And then it was, you know, what, Chris? And I was dropping all these muchas graciases and stuff like that. I could tell he was pretty impressed.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
A is for abortion. Public high school teaches ABCs for Women's History Month. Remember what I told you at the very beginning of the show, how there are predators who have themselves in positions of power all across the country? It's not just the judges. They're in your kid's school. Be very, very wary of the predators in your kid's school. China deports Japanese tourists over Great Wall buttocks pic, report states. Apparently a couple tourists in their 20s, they mooned somebody and showed their butts on the Great Wall of China. And I'll be honest, that's hilarious. Trump confirms the Epstein, JFK, and MLK files are finally coming out. Okay, I guess we'll see them. Supposedly we'll see the JFK files tomorrow. Just remember, before you get disappointed tomorrow, Daddy Jesse warned you tonight that you were going to be disappointed. Macron says he will announce plans to mobilize civilians. Yes, I'm sure all the patriotic Frenchmen are going to be dying to march off to war while the barbarians back home pillage France. I will be back tomorrow to tackle all the things that are going to happen between now and then. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.